Hi, I'm Mike Gasowitz, CEO of IAIC. Welcome to another episode of In Focus. Today, I'm joined by Oliver Lee, our head of our insurance practice. Hey, Oliver.
Hi, Mike.
We're going to have another podcast, and it's about insurance, and specifically about some case studies. We're going to do a few of these, and this is the first one. And, you know, Oliver, I can hear the collective eyeballs rolling. People are going, oh, man, a podcast about insurance. And yet I hope people continue to listen, because I think, you know, especially our adapt process and how we do things, I think it's so important for our clients to understand the value of working with their accounting firm, financial advisor, and then with us at IAIC, that collective process, that process that we call TriCert, and specifically the ADAPT process. So maybe, why don't we quickly just start there? If you can, again, quickly summarize the ADAPT process, and then we'll go into the case study.
Yeah, sure, Mike. We're quite proud of our process and how we do things, because we do... I've spent quite a few years in the industry, and I'm quite familiar with how most clients deal with their insurance advisor, and I'm quite proud that how we do things here at our firm is very different, and it puts our clients first. So there are really kind of three steps to the process, Mike. The first step is when we work with clients is, first of all, identifying the need. Really figure out if they even need life insurance to begin with, whether they need life insurance from income protection or from a tax efficiency standpoint. Once we complete that step and see if they need life insurance, then the next step is seeing if it makes sense to purchase life insurance. And what I mean by that is, a great example is, we work with a lot of young families where they're just starting out, and they're paying down their mortgage, saving for RSPs. And yeah, they probably need a lot of life insurance, but it may not make sense to purchase life insurance at that time. It might make sense to say, you know what, let's kind of scale back on some of the life insurance and put your money towards your investments for now. So that's where we kind of prioritize it. We put it in the big picture to make sure that it still makes sense. And then if it does make sense, then the last step is really finding the right product for the client. And that's where we really, again, put the client first in terms of the type of product, the company that we would recommend. We really want to optimize that product for the client.
Excellent. Okay, great summary. And so these case studies, as we go through them, basically an example on each one of those steps, just giving a good example of how the process works. So today we're going to focus on identifying the need. And so and just for listeners, these are real cases. Obviously we're not going to disclose any private or personal information, but these are real cases that you and the team have faced. So that's fantastic. So why don't you set up the background for this particular situation?
Yeah, so the first one, it comes from our accounting firm that we've been working with, and it's a client that has an older, successful company and has built up a significant amount of cash inside that company. And one of the needs for life insurance, where it really comes into play, is it can be a really efficient way of getting this excess cash that's in the company out of the company more tax efficiently. So Typically, as a business owner, most business owners will know, unfortunately, our government, they like to take their pound of flesh in terms of taxes. So if you pull money out, it's probably in the form of income or dividends, and typically you pay tax. If you keep it, and if you don't need it, and ultimately when you pass away, there's still that pound of flesh that the government takes out, and they still need the taxes due. Life insurance can play a really good role in terms of getting it out more efficiently. So we have a situation where a client, they are in this situation where they have a lot of excess cash that they don't intend to use in a lifetime. And that's where the topic of life insurance came up. So we worked with the client and the accounting firm. We did kind of past that first hurdle, which is, yeah, does it kind of make sense that insurance might be a fit here? And the answer was yes. However, working with the accounting firm a little bit more, really kind of getting into the details of how the company was structured, we did notice that there were a lot of shareholder loans that were still outstanding, meaning the shareholder, the client had loaned the company a lot of money. Therefore, the client can take that money back out on a tax-free nature. So in other words, the client already had a method to get all of this cash out tax-free. So the end result was, no, life insurance is not required here. It doesn't fit. You have other ways of getting this money out tax efficiently already.
So to be clear, so in this example, didn't need insurance.
Yeah, that's right, Mike. We actually said, no, you should not purchase life insurance.
I love this this particular example for a couple of reasons. One, it underscores the value of integration. The fact that we had the CPA at the table, talking alongside yourself, alongside the financial planner, quickly conclude, or relatively quickly conclude, doesn't make sense. And secondly, it underscores our process in terms of doing the right thing. That the fact that, you know, IAIC is owned by accountants and we work so closely with our accountant partners, we want to do the right thing for the client. And so, you know, sadly, at most other wealth management firms, if a client walks in looking for insurance, they're probably going to walk out with insurance. And in this case, again, the team did the right thing for the client, no insurance. So again, a good example of adapt, identifying the needs and the fact that we won't push insurance on our clients if it just doesn't make sense. And again, in this particular stage of our process, identifying the need, it didn't make sense. Great. Oliver, thanks for this.
My pleasure, Mike.
All right. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out to your accountant, financial advisor, or your portfolio manager at IAIC. We'll be happy to answer any questions about your portfolio or apply the ADAPT process to your specific household needs. Take care.